good morning, everybody. My name's Lance Jacob. This is Pre-K-12 at Cakes Talk Radio, and it is March 8th, the day before my son's birthday, 2023. Although he's had many birthdays before this one, but happy birthday, Ben, tomorrow. Okay, we're going to have a nice show today. We got the ASCD here, our old friends from ASCD. We've got Penny Briner and Rob Letcher here, and they're going to be talking about their next generation professional learning and credentialing platform. I just love all this from ASCD. Okay, and it's called WITSBY, and we're going to find out all about it, why it's important for administrators and teachers and everyone to know about it, and how it affects all the various things out there, including teacher retention. As you know, we are very concerned about that here at the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Quality teachers mean a lot, and the more we can do to make sure that teachers stay in their job, okay, that new teachers, I might add, stay in their job as well, okay, it's all the better for all of us. So I'm really anxious to hear from Penny and Rob and find out about WITSBY. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. We have a brand new website we've set up. Well, same website, just looks different. Okay, and please go over there. You'll see our magazine, Equity and Access. You'll see a link to all of our the work we do on our other websites, SEL Today, as well as teacherretention.com. So please check it all out. It's all for you. Everything over there is free at ace-ed.org. And without further ado, let me bring on only two guests right here. And somebody's calling from us. Who's calling from a 610 area code? Who's that, Rob or Penny?
Yeah, that's Rob. That's Rob.
A Philly boy, Rob?
I am. I'm in the Philadelphia area.
Where are you, my friend? I was born there.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. I lived earlier in South Philadelphia. Now I live in the northern suburb up around Lansdale.
Good enough. Okay. Went through 309. My wife's from Doylestown. I taught in Cheltenham and grew up in West Philly. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up right off of 309. So
there.
Or 309.
I know it well. Good to have you here, Rob. It's great, man. Okay. From
Thanks.
Near Lands. Which town near Lands? Actually, it brings up a whole thing. What town near Lands, though?
It's a small town called North Wales.
I know North Wales. Come on.
You do?
You know?
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
Are you kidding me? Well, like I said, my wife's from Bucks County. Okay. Doylestown. All right. Penny, I don't mean to leave you out of the conversation. Hi, Penny.
That's all right.
You'll laugh. My buddy and I wanted to start a steak sandwich franchise, Rob.
Oh.
That's a good business.
Okay. And he wanted to name it. You ready for this? Sal Fluffius.
Oh, boy.
Sal Fluffius. Okay. Got good friends down there. Okay.
That's great.
A great
That's
place.
Great.
I live in Maine now, so a little bit north of you, but all's well.
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. Hey, Penny, I'm going to start with you. Penny Briner is the Deputy Executive Director over at ASCD. And, Penny, just give us the overview of ASCD, then we'll get into the weeds on the WITSBY. What's going on over here?
Okay, well, lots going on over here. Right now we're in the middle of a merger with ISTE, so that's
good.
Very exciting news. So we're, I think that marrying the pedagogy with technology is really going to be a game changer for educators out there. But a lot's going on.
I agree.
We have this new product we launched and lots of new books and lots of work on the educational leadership front. But I think primarily, you know, ACD has always been dedicated to the advancement of teachers. We know that teachers are the most important factor in the success of children in the classroom. And so we're dedicated to that teacher growth, teacher development, leader growth and development so that we can change the lives of kids.
I think that's excellent. And you all saw, what does ASCD stand for? That's a trick question. What does ASCD stand for these days? Trick question.
It is.
That's the letters,
yeah,
actually. Yeah.
As in that,
well, it's kind of like KFC, right? I was going to say, it's kind of like KFC. We don't go by the old nomenclature.
Right.
only because, you know, we have expanded beyond what it used to be, association or the Society for Curriculum and Development. We're well beyond the scope of what ASCD previously covered, going into our 80th year as a nonprofit membership organization. So, yeah, we're much broader. When I first entered education 30 years ago, I hate to say that out loud. I was like, oh, that's just for administrators. I'm not gonna pay attention to that. We're for all educators, and we serve all points of education now.
Yeah, I miss ASCD. We used to have you guys on the show a lot. And I hope we can get that going again here on the podcast. Okay, because I always liked it. I always had a special place in my heart for ASCD. I always thought they did a good job out there. And I just want to make this clear. Yeah, go ahead, please, Penny. Go ahead.
We really appreciate that. I mean, we've actually made strides to be more involved globally as well. So we actually just finished co-publishing a paper on building and renewing and transforming schools and other systems. That's an international paper. So we're really digging in now, trying to address some of the issues for the future of education.
That's good. And I want to ask you this, Penny, before I go on to Whitsby here and talk more to Rob here. Talk to me. Who do you want to join ASCD? And that's ASCD.org, by the way, everybody. But who are you looking for?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rob said it. We're here for teachers, leaders, so new teachers, veteran teachers. We're looking at teachers who want to become leaders. So we have the tools and resources to help teachers in that path, that career path. We actually want to help pre-service students who are in college. And then most definitely those who are in principal and superintendent roles. We have new products and services and tools for those as well. So really everyone, it's a full community.
And if you had to just position it, okay, and like Rob said before, you know, it used to be curriculum development. But if you wanted it, and it's not that anymore, or not only that anymore, I should say, if you just had to position it within the teacher's world, how would you position ASCD right now as to what the organization how would you do it?
I think when you think about the merger that we're working on right now with ISTE and ASCD, I think it's really about peering into the future. We want to be the source that looks into the future and helps prepare future educators. Help educators prepare for the future of what education is going to be as we move forward. So a lot of things happening, AI, ChatGPT, all of those things are changing the world of education, and we want to help educators make those changes.
That's a very strong positioning. I like the way you said that. Okay, nobody's quite taken that position. Okay, that is the organization is looking towards the future of what education is going to become. Okay, not what it is right now, and how can we help you at this very moment, okay, but rather let's look at the future. That was a very good answer. I appreciate that, Penny. I do.
Yeah.
Okay, and I wish you the best of luck with all these changes. There's a lot going on, so I really
wish you.
Thank you. It's hard. It's hard, okay?
It is hard.
Like I said, you guys have all done a good job, but it's hard to reposition and grab that, and I think it's good.
It is.
I think then it's going to be a good future.
Thank you.
So no problem. My pleasure. And Rob, you're the managing director of digital and learning products. What do you do over there? Describe your job.
So, yes, sure. So, ASCD has a really strong digital offering.
Actually, it was your boss who wanted me to ask that question. They can't figure out what you do over there either.
What do you do? What have you been doing?
What do you do all day?
I talk to the customer. I spend the money. my focus is on looking at how can we productize helping educators. And when I say that, it's from the perspective of how can we create products and services, and largely in digital, but not only in digital, that can make a positive impact on students through their teachers, through their principals, through their school leaders, instructional coaches. How can we help them in a scalable, replicable, high-quality manner, right? So much of professional development sometimes tends to be one-off. And what we're really trying to do is create a portfolio portfolio of services and products that really can meet the varying needs of schools and districts. And so my job is to be in touch with schools and districts, look at what's going on, what are those needs, and as Penny said, looking towards the future, what's going on in the larger field. And it's kind of that Wayne Gretzky quote about he skates to where the puck is going, not where it's been.
Exactly.
Right? We need to look forward and be there before the need is there, because once the need is there, you're late, right? So
exactly.
We used to say my kids' baseball team is that the coach used to say on time is late, right? So you need to be there ahead of time to meet the needs of educators. And that's my job, is to sort of keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the field and make sure that we're prepared to help educators when they get there.
Yeah, and we have to do that. And, you know, I spoke on it at the beginning. We have a website as part of the work we do at our Consortium for Equity. Okay, that's called teacher-retention.com. And this is a serious challenge out there. It's very hard to get new teachers. We all know the pipeline is bad. It is, Penny. Okay, as you all know. And I'll tell you, if we lose a teacher, and a lot of teachers are coming up to retirement age, that's A, but B, too many teachers long before retirement age are leaving, okay? And they're very hard to replace, okay? And I'm not going to say this the right way.
Replace
with quality educators, okay? People are easy to replace, and I can tell you stories. I've talked to a HR director at a district who told me they just hired 40 new teachers. And I told him congratulations, and he said, "Well, not one of them is certified, not one." This was a rural district in Georgia, okay. And he said, "Although they're well-meaning people, most of them aren't going to make it. So 38 of them will be gone by the end of the year, and I just have to do it all over again." Okay, so replacing people is not hard. It's replacing with quality, learned people, well-educated in the field of education. And we've got to do everything we can to hold on to the teachers we have and make sure, as Rob was saying a few minutes ago, that the new ones are well-trained from the get-go. Because, frankly, you know, you get out of schools of education, you're thrown into a classroom. You're really not going to do that well just from what you've learned in the school of education.
I had many teachers, so I can relate to what you're saying there.
Yeah. You know, so it falls on the, if I may, I'm going to include you guys in this, it falls on the industry, okay? I'll include ASCD and ISD and all the organizations as part of the industry, okay, to get that going. So on that note, we'll swing into, this is a brilliant segue, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Okay, Rob, okay, talk about WITSB. What's going on over there? How'd you get the name WITSB? First of all, that's the first question, okay?
So
WITSB,
much like
the name.
Much like ASCD now doesn't stand for anything in terms of an acronym. It's no longer an acronym. WITSB is not an acronym either. It's not like, you know, what if teachers sold burgers, y'all, or something.
Yeah.
WITSB had its origins by knowing that as educators, we sometimes have to live by our wits, right? When I was in the classroom, when a lesson didn't go well, you had to quickly switch it up. And WITSB sounded like a person's name. We thought, that sounds good. So WITSB is, we have a current set of really high quality digital professional development offering, and it's doing great. We have tens of thousands of users right now. And what we wanted to do was provide something that allowed educators, because they're so busy and because they need to make use of every minute of the day, right? You're trying to just squeeze out everything out of the day you can. We decided that it would be a great idea to create a system where professional development was served in bite-sized pieces, first of all, and second of all, that it was on demand for anyone at any time who had access to it, so that if you had 5 minutes while you're waiting in your car for your kid to come out of karate class, right, you could get a little bit of PD in your day. Or if you had a couple of minutes while you're taking that coffee break, hiding in the teacher's lounge, you can actually get a little PD into your day. And so what we've done is we've created this platform, and I call it a platform for a reason that I'll explain in a second, that features all of the great content from ASCD, from our expert authors. You know, the average time spent in classrooms for all of our authors is 16 years. So they've been in classrooms or schools on average for 16 years, 90% of our authors. And so we're taking all of the great stuff that they've created and we're breaking it down into consumable pieces so that, as Penny was saying, you know, if you don't have an hour and a half to dig deep into a course, you might have a couple of minutes to get a little nugget. Yeah. And in fact, adult learning theory shows that that's actually effective for long-term transfer of learning, and that transfer of learning that's so important, that's when educators are applying what they've learned. And so we've specifically designed this around adult learning theory to meet the needs of educators, and it's built just for them. This is not built on some generic learning management system. It's designed from ground up to meet this very need.
It's pretty cool. And
yeah.
Go ahead, Penny. Do you want to say something? Add to it, please.
No. Well, I was just going to add to that just a little bit. I think that, you know, our ultimate goal with this product is to become that educator's coach beside them, that walks beside them. So with the work that we plan to do around AI in the system, it's in the platform itself, and how we look to move forward with the product as we iterate on it, we really anticipate that this will just be something that's in their pocket, and mm-hmm. it's a coach all the time. Nobody is successful on their own, and we want to be that partner with educators.
So I'll throw this out to you, Penny, if you can switch it back to Rob. What does this look like? If I'm a teacher and I have a couple of minutes and I plunk in and let's assume my cell phone is charged and it works, okay, what would a piece of information look like? Is it a video? Is it written? Is it a quiz that measures its effectiveness? I mean, I could do that whole list. What exactly are they going to be doing that? And Penny, you do that one, or you can pass it to Rob.
Yeah, well, I can let Rob answer in more detail. He's the genius behind the actual work itself. We worked on the vision together, and his team has done all the work. But it's anything. You know, educators, people like to learn at different ways. And so that was part of
That's
our
right.
goal, too, was to make sure that teacher had agency in order to choose whatever topic, whatever platform, whatever media they wanted to learn in, whether it was a video, whether it's print, whether it's a podcast. So all of those are available within the product. But Rob, why don't you tell them when they first log in, being a mobile-first platform, what they're able to do?
Yeah, so we again, I mentioned that everything's built around these bite-sized pieces. So if you only have 5 minutes, you can actually search for a topic, select the type of media that you want, whether it's video or audio or text,
there you go.
How much time you want to spend, and it'll feed you a whole bunch of great goodness. But all those little pieces are also used to create something we call learning lists, kind of like playlists, where we take those bite-sized pieces and curate them around a certain topic. So maybe you don't want to get into the big structure of a course with assessments and all of that. You could use a learning list. And then, of course, we have courses. You know, the courses can range anywhere from 10 to 15 hours or so in length, but still built out of these bite-sized pieces so you can pick them up and put them down really easily and, you know, kind of fit them into your day in a manner that works for you. And then that agency that you have to be able to really research and dig as deep or as shallow or as broad or as narrow as you want into a topic is paired with school leader administrator abilities to assign content to those learners. And not just
that's
that,
interesting.
But schools and districts can actually put their own content in, and this is where it gets really
Correct.
Fun, and mix our content with theirs, right? So it's kind of like Legos. We have all these little pieces. You can put them together
yeah.
any way you want, but you can also bring your own Legos to the table, and we can really make something really cool if we mix our Legos together.
That's not a bad analogy,
so
I got to
like
tell you.
It's like a one...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a one-stop shop. I mean, really, if you want to put your bus driver's professional development in there, you can. So everyone in the school district can access this platform and get the content that they need. And not only that, but what I think is really critical is teachers do a lot of work to read articles and listen to podcasts, but they don't get any credit for it. And so
I was just going to ask you about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what we've done in this product is we make sure we're measuring really the amount of time and effort that they're spending on all these little bite-sized things. Because really, when you think about it, if I spend 3 or 4 times a day looking at articles and reading articles, 15 minutes or so, I've gotten an hour's worth of professional development. I need to be able to show my leaders that I've done that and get credit for it. So that was really also part of what we were trying to do, is be able to measure what we're doing as learners of our craft.
So people can get credits for it, professional development credits. Okay, is a good word. Yes. Is there another good word called credentialing? Can they get a credential in something? That's the fame. That's the most fun word these days. Does that mean anything?
It is.
It's a yes and, right? And so what the system does is it as the author of the content, whoever's authoring the content, can put in sort of how much time a piece is worth, quote unquote. So sometimes if, you know, it's an article, the system itself can actually measure how long it should take to read the article. That's how many clock hours you earn. And so really what the system is doing is tracking clock hours and then makes that available to the schools and districts to have that transfer into their system of tracking professional development. Because if you go from state to state and sometimes from district to district, there's not a one-to-one correlation between time spent and quote-unquote credit earned. We also do have agreements with universities where for certain courses you may be able to earn actual college credit with an extra fee to that university or college. And then we are developing and we'll be launching in the fall micro-credentials. And the micro-credentials are more about that credentialing fee. Yeah. Yeah. And as folks finish ASCD courses in the platform, they actually are provided a digital certificate credential. So it's no longer a piece of paper or PDF that you print off. It's online. It's on the blockchain. There's another keyword for you. and you can't fake it, and it's there forever, right? And so we're really trying to, again, skate where the puck is going, not where it's been.
And do you have to be a ASCD member to get in here? Well, by the way, it's ASCD.org/WITSBY, WITSBY, and it is linked, okay, as you're listening to the podcast here. But you have to be an ASCD member to get in there? Penny?
Typically, we work with schools and districts, and we consider them members when they purchase to have access to it. We are working on integrating WITSBY into our membership program. So we have 3 tiers of membership and we're doing that. But one of the things, Larry, I wanted to kind of point out that piggybacks a little off what Rob said is that, you know, I've worked with leaders in schools and districts for almost 26 years on how you create scalable solutions that really create systemic change within schools and districts. And part of the struggle that leaders have had in the past is really knowing what their educators need and what are they actually already learning. And so the administrator dashboard that we've built, the layered reporting that we've built within WITSBY, allows teacher coaches, professional development coordinators, assistant superintendents, even superintendents to take a look and dig and into what are my teachers learning, what are they asking for, how do I plan professional development to meet their needs, which I know you mentioned earlier, the teacher retention problems. Being able to provide professional development that is individualized, supported, and truly provides opportunities for professional growth is really what leaders are, you know, missioned to do right now. And that layered reporting that Rob could actually tell you a little bit more about really allows us to mix and match and really aggregate, disaggregate that data and take a look at it and really plan for effective professional growth for educators.
Thank you,
Penny. I'm going to ask you something.
Okay. Well, you go ahead. You go ahead, and then I'll ask you.
Well, I was just going to say we have this admin dashboard, which Penny said layered reporting. It really allows you to sort of zoom in and zoom out. And so you could see how your entire district or a specific school or a specific role at a specific school is using the platform. Because we also know that when you're investing in PD, it's an investment. And what gets measured gets done. And you want to make sure you're getting a return on that investment. And so we make sure that you can really zoom in and zoom out at any level you need to get the data that you need to really lead your professional development efforts.
You know, I think this is important, and as we were first talking, I thought, and I know you are in the long run, that you are aiming for individual teachers to sign on to WITSBI, okay? But that's not really the way you guys are looking at it, and I think this is good, okay? You're looking at it from a district point of view, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
Yes. Absolutely. That's how we do systemic change within our organization. So, yes.
Without question. Yeah, without question. And I thought your point, okay, and this is something I never thought about before, but when individual teachers take individual courses, okay, the district has no idea of what they are actually taking, and
right.
That's okay in and of itself.
Yeah.
Okay, but of course it is. But if a district has a goal that they want all the teachers to be working on K-12, and that's an important factor, okay? There has to be a flow K-12, okay? You can't have, and this has been the challenge for years with all the apps that are out there, everybody running and getting their own app, okay? Driving a CTO in a school district, absolutely insane, okay? And you can't have that. There has to be a managerial flow, if I may. I hate to call it that way, okay? But there has to be a managerial overview, okay, of moving the district forward, okay? It has to, you know, and I like the way you said that. I thought it was going to be different. I thought you were looking for individual teachers, but in reality, we are talking today, although teachers need to know about this, how good it is, okay, to superintendents, okay, and district directors, okay, is that fair to say that, Ralph?
No. So, yeah, you know, I think it's a yes and. So we are now focusing largely on those schools and districts. What we don't want to do is exclude the individual educator who hasn't hired yet. They really want to be, right? Or a district who hasn't yet signed up for WITSBI, they will be able to, starting in the fall, have their own personal account. And what's really cool about that is your data follows you. So if you are in District A and they have WITSBI, you have all this learning you've done. You've created all these like learning records about what you've done there. If you move to District B and they also have WITSBI, your records will show up when you log into their system. And so the data follows the learner. It doesn't stay with the district itself. And so it really does help keep people involved and owning their own professional development while at the same time making it visible to those district leaders so they can drive systemic change and see, you know, where has your learning taken you so far?
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, transportable.
It is transportable.
Transportable. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's cool. I like it. So
and you can see
this.
A lot
go ahead, Penny. I'm sorry. Penny?
Well,
say
I was
going to
say, and you could, because it's transportable, you can see the lifelong journey of learning that educator has engaged in. I, as an educator, can see it, but anyone else could too, that I want to see it. So, you know, it's that whole journey of learning that we take throughout our careers.
So interesting. It really is, and it does help with teacher retention. You guys started this on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Okay, and today is Happy Valentine's Day. Today is March 8th. I don't think you got my card yet, Penny, but Happy Valentine's Day, Penny.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, and so today's March 8th. You haven't even been doing this a month yet. What are you hearing back? Rob, I'll ask you this one.
Yeah,
so our early adopters have been just fantastic. We have tens of thousands of users for our current digital product. And so they were our first customers, so to speak, that were moving on to the platform. And we've begun bringing brand new partners onto the platform. And so we have this mix of existing partners and new partners. And it's been fabulous to hear the feedback from our existing customers as to what they love about the new platform and how it's so much more accessible physically as well, right? It's not just better because it's web-based, mm-hmm. yeah. but it's truly fully WCAG 2.2 AA standard accessible. And so they're really appreciating that. So it really opens up learning to everyone. They're loving all of the content that we've moved over, as well as the new content that we're creating. You know, we'll be adding content on a monthly basis and functionality on a quarterly basis. It's not just going to be a stagnant tool. Okay. It's a tool. It's a platform that will be developing over time and really will be developed in large part based on what our partners tell us they need. And so we're giving them what we think they need, right? We call that a minimally viable product.
That's all you can do at the beginning.
Yeah,
you give them what you think they need.
And then we want to hear from those users who are our partners. We don't call them partners for nothing, right? Like, they're our partners. And so we're developing this for them, not for us. So we really want to hear, and there have been great feedback, but also great input from, this is great, can I also have this? And so we're taking that back to our development team, adding it to the backlog, and we'll continue to improve the product over time.
Well, and like anything new, it's going to have kinks. It's going to have stuff missing. It's going to have stuff that you've created that's not used. You take that off. You add new stuff. And on that note, okay, and that's what's expected. Okay, on that note, just from how it started, again, 3 weeks old, okay, the baby is 3 weeks old. Baby Witsby is 3 weeks old, okay? So what are you finding? And we talked about this earlier, you know, we're concerned about professional learning. We want it to be in the right direction. We want to make sure it helps to retain teachers, train new ones, et cetera. What are you finding is or are the most popular things on Witsby that that they're looking at so far? Just as hints that you picked up.
So I'll just
and
say.
And I realize it's early. No.
It's fine. It's fine. We're seeing a lot of attention given to differentiated learning, the content that we have there. We're seeing a lot of use of what we call our learning lists, which are, again, they're kind of like playlists. They're curated content around a certain topic, which is a great fit for someone who just only has 5 minutes a day, but you want to just keep learning a little bit in that vein but not tie yourself to the structure of a course with assessments and things like that. And so we're really seeing folks take to these the bite-sized learning aspect of the platform and focusing on things like early childhood education, differentiated learning, social-emotional learning.
Right.
And Larry, I don't know if you're coming to our conference, but you could get a hands-on experience if you come to our annual conference in Denver at the end of the month. So.
And Jody, hi, Jody, I know you're listening. But Jody Buning, who set all this up, thank you, Jody. I know you're listening. Okay, I can bring you one, but I'm not going to, Jody, because I know you're having a cup of coffee right now. Okay? Okay, but I see you on the board there, my friend. Okay, Jody has already invited me. I'm going to try to get out there. I'll let you know. Okay,
good.
But it is the end of the month in good old Denver. And actually, that brings up another point. Okay, of course, ISTE, everybody knows this, is in the end of June. Okay, how are you guys? And you guys are now partners. How are you going to be represented at ISTE? How's that going to work? Just out of curiosity.
We are.
Since you brought it up.
No. Sure. ISTE will have a strand at the ASTD 23 conference there in Denver at the end of this month. And then in the ISTE conference, I think in June, July, we will have, ASCD will have a strand, and we are doing planning together. We've merged our event teams together already, and they're working on things. We have another summer event, Learning Lab, with Carolyn Tomlinson and Jay McTeague and, you know, some of our big-name people this summer. We have that in Orlando. So we're collaborating together. I do just want to make sure, Larry, you know, Rob did an excellent job, explaining kind of what people are liking about the environment, the tool and stuff. But there's one word I really want to make sure your listeners understand, that the whole environment of WISD is really developed to be inclusive of everyone.
Nice.
No matter who you are, no matter where you are in the path, no matter how you like to learn, it is an inclusivity environment. And sometimes that's a little hard to achieve, but I think Rob and the development team have done an excellent job in making sure that that was part of it.
And when you say that, when you say, if I may, just since you brought it up, when you say inclusivity, how do you define that as you say it?
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know.
And by the way, I think it's a good thing. I just want to hear what you're exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So we make sure that we're representing all different types of classrooms, all different types of schools, all different types of teachers. We have rural, we have urban. You know, we're looking at, because everyone has some uniqueness to them. So we want everyone to feel like they can see themselves in the products and the tools that we have in the professional development. So I think having access to it, no matter where you are, being able to see yourself within there, and I think being able to create your own content is another way for us to make it a truly inclusive environment within that platform itself. So, you know, that was one of our goals, because we want to help meet the needs of every educator out there, not just the select few.
Yeah, well, to be frank, you guys always did. You always produced great books and great information at ASCD, and I know that's just going to continue as we get even a bit more digital than you are right now with WISD. Okay,
that's
it's that
right?
Simple. If you want. Yeah, you know, it's for real, and you guys do produce terrific books. I hope we, as I said at the beginning of the show, we used to do a lot more together, and I hope we can do a lot more this year, okay, because you guys are...
Well, Jeff, just King Jeff.
You know, it's really, it's just so good.
Yeah.
Okay, to have you here and moving,
thank you.
Moving ASCD, if I may, to the future, just what you want to do with the school district you work with and the teachers you work with. I mean, I think it's terrific. The time has come, and I wish you guys the best of luck with all this. I mean, I really do. This teacher retention with PD is incredibly important, and if we don't get it right, we're going to pay the price. So you guys are really working on it.
And Larry, thank you so much for inviting us. One thing I will tell you, I'm not shy, so I will re-invite myself later. We'd love to come back and talk to you as the platform develops, because coming in the summer, we're launching in this platform instructional strategies that can be searched. You bring your challenge to WISD, and WISD, using a bit of artificial intelligence, will serve up for you some teaching strategies or coaching strategies that you could use in your practice. So we'd love to come and talk about that when it's available.
It sounds good.
And we really want you to.
The voice of Rob today was provided by ChatGPT, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
He would be thrilled
about
that.
Joke.
Let me tell you. Yeah. But Rob would be thrilled.
I can prove he's not a robot. Rob, do you like your steak sandwiches with fried onions, mushrooms, and cheese, or what? Rob?
I probe wit.
I don't know. You guys need to come to Texas for barbecue. Nothing
wrong with that. I've been to Texas for barbecue. Nothing wrong with that either. I can tell you that right off the bat.
Take me to Hard Eight. Take me to Hard Eight, and I'll be there. Don't worry.
Well, sounds good, man. I'll tell you, both of you, thank you so much. This is just great. We'll do more. Okay? We will do more. Don't be shy.
Perfect.
Okay? And Jody, who's listening, thank you, Jody. Yeah. Yeah. Okay?
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. You take care. All right. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
You too.
Take care, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's at ASCD.org and their new professional learning platform, which is pretty cool, called WISD. So it's WITSBY, but it's linked on here on site. Okay, well, good stuff. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Penny. And thank you, Jody, for putting all this together, Jody Buny. Okay, we're going to archive, my old friend, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. And everything we do over there is free for educators. And please go over. It's all about equity. That's what we care about, the teacher retention. It all comes down to equity. So please, if you're interested at all, everything's free, including our magazine Equity and Access, and all our podcasts are over there as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs.